Newspapers are making news with their endorsements. Today, the San Diego Union-Tribune endorsed Hillary Clinton, the first Democrat the paper's backed in its 148-year history. USA Today had an endorsement of sorts. The paper said at its founding in 1982 it would never endorse a candidate. Today, the paper's editorial board didn't endorse Clinton but called Donald Trump unfit for the presidency and told people to vote, but just not for him. This week, the Detroit News, the Chicago Tribune, Tradition and endorsed Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, instead of Trump. Last week, the Dallas Morning News endorsed a Democrat for the first time since 1940. So what's going on? Does it matter? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, give us some more background on USA Today's decision. What did it say in 1982?
Well, Al Neuwirth, the founder, guy at the Gannett Corporation at the parent company of USA Today, they wanted to create a paper that would appeal to people across the country geographically and across the country demographically. And one way to do that is not to offend people. This isn't the terms they would have used, but not to offend people by taking strong editorial stances. And you'll notice that most of the time when it does take some sort of editorial position, they have an opposing view presented equally prominently on those pages. In this case, they said, well, what should we do? Their entire editorial board unanimously, according to their account, did not want to support Trump. They expressly said it was important to say that publicly. And they thought about Al Neuwirth and his dictate to be even-handed and fair-minded and to essentially not inflame or to offend readers. But they also pointed back to a column he wrote 4 years ago in which he described Trump as, quote, a clown who loves doing or saying things to get attention, quote, no matter how ridiculous. And then they end sort of a sideline piece they write about this, explaining this editorial, saying, sounds like Al was onto something. They think they're in keeping with their own founder, even though he was the guy who said, don't endorse anyone.
Well, you know, and it's as many of these papers are now endorsing the first Democrat in their paper's history. It's not as if these conservative outlets are suddenly getting progressive. The Arizona Republic, the Dallas Morning News, Cincinnati Inquirer, all historically conservative editorial pages endorsed Hillary Clinton. But the Dallas paper told Texas voters Trump is at odds with nearly every GOP ideal that this newspaper holds dear. Donald Trump is no Republican, certainly no conservative. It's because they feel they're conservative that they can't endorse him. The Arizona board wrote, oh boy, they really went to town. They wrote, we've never endorsed a Democrat over a Republican, never. This reflects a deep philosophical appreciation for conservative ideals. But Donald Trump responds to criticism with the petulance of verbal spitwads. I mean, there's something going on these editorial boards.
Sure. I think there are actually a couple different elements intertwined here, one of which is that many conservatives, people ideologically strong believers in conservative values, or at least what we associate with that term, think that Trump is uneven at best as a champion of those values and is inconsistent, often hypocritical about them. They question whether he sincerely holds them. I think some of these papers endorsing Hillary Clinton might have been more skeptical of Bernie Sanders had he been doing this. But with Hillary Clinton in there, she's seen as pragmatic. She has worked with Republicans in the Senate and as well as Secretary of State, although Benghazi certainly serves as a counterpoint to that. And there are ways in which they say we are more comfortable with this, which leads us to the second strand. Which is that there's a bit of a sort of elite populist divide on this, that I think that editorial boards tend to be more, shall we say, of the establishment. They tend to say, who can get things done? Who are people we can talk to and hear from and understand and recognize even when we disagree with them? Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump doesn't represent that. Donald Trump is not only a disruptor, he's just he's unpredictable, not saying, hey, that's crazy and kooky. He's going to say something. He's unpredictable in terms of what forces his words or possibly as president his policy might unleash.
Well, I was going to ask you, don't you think this is just going to harden the view of most Trump supporters that the lousy media that he always points out at the rallies is just out to get him?
Right. Well, look, it will certainly go to underscore if he wants to use this as another way to say the media is against me and gosh darn it, you guys have to stick it to the media and vote for me. He can make that case. If you remember George H.W. Bush, 1992, used to have bumper stickers that said annoy the media, reelect Bush. He was not reelected. And actually, he was a lovely guy to the media. He used to write handwritten notes to thank various reporters and columnists when they wrote complimentary things about him. So, it works to fire up your base. Trump, of course, we've heard from our our colleagues who cover politics, needs to expand on his base to get voters. I think it may harden and excite those for him to be able to say that.
Well, but the Washington Post points out that this is risky for newspapers to do at a time when they're losing readers. And they are because of these editorials. The Arizona Republican, Dallas Morning News, said they've gotten death threats and people are canceling their subscriptions because of their stance against Donald Trump for Clinton. But we're wondering, too, is it worth the risk for them, perhaps, because do these endorsements mean more when it's a surprise?
I think endorsements don't mean much these days, particularly on the national level. They tend to mean more in local races. But let me say this. In a few slices, a few swing states, it could matter. It matters when it's unexpected. And newspapers, I think, as their finances declines, have to stand for something. One thing that they can do is they can do investigative reporting, accountability reporting. In this case, on the other side of the ledger, the editorial side, they say they want to stand for something, and that something isn't Donald Trump.
David Fogenflik, NPR's media correspondent, weighing in on the many newspaper, surprising newspaper endorsements. David, thank you.
You bet.